Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment était Makalu, selon Kona? 2. Pourquoi Makalu ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? 3. Quel était le score, selon Kona? Vous entendrez quelques expressions utilisées dans le langage familier.
Hey, Kona.
Hey, I know you.
Where have you been? It's been ages since we last met here. Do you recognize me?
I do, but sorry, what's your name again? I'm getting older and older.
I can see that. I'm not so young either, but I have not forgotten you. Tell me, what does the word Malu remind you of?
Makalu! I knew I recognized you. How could I forget the famous rough touch devil of Fabulous Team?
That's me, the one and only. I know I was fast and dangerous, but I had to hold back because I always had trouble avoiding your 100 eyes.
Do you remember the time you scored 6 goals against Villadi's football team?
Of course. How could I forget? But Kona, it was 9-1, but you refused our last 3 goals.
That's not true.
Come on, man. Admit it. You were being too harsh.
Hey, man, even if you don't agree, I'm still the referee. I'm the boss on the football pitch.
Well, slow down. Come back to earth, buddy. We are not on the football pitch anymore.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Makalu et Kona. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Kona est encore jeune. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Makalu lui rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment était Makalu selon Kona? Rapide et vif. 2. Pourquoi Makalu ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? Parce qu'il devient de plus en plus vieux. 3. Quel était le score selon Kona? 6-0. Écoutez et répétez ces expressions et leur traduction en anglais.
I can see that.
C'est ce que je vois.
It's been ages.
Cela fait longtemps.
Slow down.
Doucement.
Come back to earth, buddy.
Reviens sur terre, mon cher.
That's not true.
Ceci est inexact. Vous avez entendu Kona et Makalu, l'excellent footballeur. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Aujourd'hui, Martin est allé au Cap Canaveral en Floride pour assister à l'atterrissage de la navette spatiale. Today, Martin Lerner went to Cape Canaveral in Florida to witness the landing of the space shuttle. Il demande des questions à un des membres du NASA sur leur programme. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un événement en cours et à réviser quelques expressions utiles. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire ou à suivre la description d'un événement en cours. Martin parle à l'un des membres du NASA de leur programme et de l'atterrissage de la navette spatiale. Il demande « When is it going to land ?» Quand est-ce qu'elle va atterrir ? « It will land in about 2 hours. » Elle va atterrir à peu près dans 2 heures. pour décrire un événement en cours, en anglais, on utilise comme verbe de base ou le verbe avoir, to have, ou bien le verbe être, to be. Et ensuite, le second verbe qui est au passé, un peu comme le passé composé. Donc, dans cette instance, when is it going to land? When is it going? Going, c'est le verbe to go au passé. Is it? C'est bien sûr l'interrogatif de it is. Pour apprendre davantage sur leur programme spatial et sur l'emploi du passé composé, écoutez la conversation entre Martin et le représentant du NASA.
Will you tell me where we are, Dr. Rust?
Call me Mel, please. We are at Cape Canaveral, of course. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site since 1948.
Why this place?
Several reasons. The weather is warm in Florida. We have been able to use the site year-round.
It does rain, though.
Oh, yes. We have had storms, but very little cold weather. Also, we're on the Atlantic Ocean. We launched the rockets over the ocean.
Is that because of problems?
That's one reason. We will have accidents sometimes. Also, there are islands out there. We have tracking stations on the islands and ships for about 10,000 miles toward the southeast.
Tell me about the tracking stations.
We've set up places where we watch the rocket launch. Then we have places all over the world that watch the satellites after they are in orbit.
Is that rocket ready to launch?
It will be in a few days. We're waiting for the space shuttle landing first.
I thought the space shuttle landed in California.
Usually, but the weather has been bad for several days. It will land here this time.
When is it going to land?
It will land in about 2 hours. Will you be here then?
Yes, I'd like to be. Where will it land?
Nearby. It's only a few minutes away.
Is this the only launch area?
No, it isn't. This is the oldest area. We use this for the smaller rockets. It's where the first U.S. satellite was put in orbit.
That was in the 1950s.
Yes, 1958. The first American manned spaceflight was in 1961. It was also from this area.
The space program has developed very quickly, hasn't it?
Yes. By 1969, we launched men to the moon.
Was that from here?
Yes. But after that, we started building bigger rockets. We moved to another launch area for those launches. We'll see that later, if you like.
Of course, I'd like that.
The bigger rockets launched there are built there, too. Can you see that very tall building?
Yes.
First, the rocket will be built there. When the rocket is ready, it will be moved to the launch site. It will be standing, ready for launch. It will be pulled to the launch site.
What are these rockets used for?
We still launch satellites with them.
Lorsqu'on raconte un événement en cours, on utilise un verbe pour montrer que l'action a déjà commencé et qu'elle continue au moment où on est en train de parler. Écoutez les exemples du texte. L'ingénieur dira « It has been bad. We have had storms. » En parlant du temps. « It has been bad. » Le temps a été mauvais. Nous avons eu des tempête. We have had storms. Il continue en parlant de ce système de poursuite satellitaire de la navette, en disant We have set up tracking stations. We have set up tracking stations. Nous avons établi des stations de poursuite pour poursuivre l'activité de la navette. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site. Nous avons utilisé le Cap Canaveral, l'endroit en Floride, pour le lancement de la navette. We have been able to use the site year-round. Nous avons eu la possibilité d'utiliser le site, l'endroit, toute l'année. The space program has developed quickly. Le programme spatial s'est développé assez rapidement.
It has been bad. We have had storms. We have set up tracking stations. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site. We have been able to use the site year-round. The space program has developed quickly.